it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. It's overcast, but quite pleasant out there. So if you're enjoying yourself, please settle back and give us an hour of your time tonight. We'll try to make it all the more enjoyable for you. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we're encouraging your participation. That's very, very important. Otherwise, we're just sitting around a table here playing canasta. So feel free to give us a call, area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or we have a toll-free number. Yes, we do have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, and whatever. So the rest is up to you, I suppose. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Many of our lines are open right now. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but if you call right now, we will get you on as soon as possible. I'd also like to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MindsOverMatter, all strung together in one word, and that is at yahoo.com. Use it while you can, while Yahoo still exists. MindsOverMatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, simply through the use of a smartphone, computer, etc., at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. If you'd like a podcast of the show or like to hear the podcast, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight. Also at kalw.org and iTunes and many other places. So, all right, all that being said, we will start with a round of introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman is betting that Donald Trump pulls out of the presidential race when he cuts a better deal with Putin to become president of Crimea. Somehow I think Putin will get the better of that deal.
Thank you. Well, Pauline Teichman is set to begin her final event here on Minds Over Matter of what has been a trivia marathon day. Mm. I hope it's not the final event.
Well, just for today.
The final event of the marathon, oh, not right, of okay. my life, right. hopefully.
Right.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks that seeing the naked Donald Trump statue spoiled everybody's appetite, at least for any food that was orange.
All right. And I must say, I admire the people who did that.
Did what?
Who took the time to make those Donald Trump statues and put them in the various cities across the United States. That showed real talent. So we will begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, well, tonight is the last night of the Olympics. I don't think I asked this.
Which you haven't been watching.
I have not been watching. Too much swimming, too much gymnastics.
All right.
I want to see ping pong, which they never show.
Oh, I saw that. I saw some of that.
Not in prime time ever.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
3 a.m. or something.
And you know what? They had the I didn't see any of the trampoline, and I would love to have seen that.
Know, yeah.
The trampoline event, but I don't know.
Well, I just see the, biathlon is the Winter Olympics, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of the weirder, offbeat ones, but
I was having
3 hours of swimming and 3 hours of gymnastics.
I was having a talk with somebody and asking them, if you had to do one Olympic event, what would it be?
That's
and mine was the air pistol, because there was no running, no jumping, no heavy lifting. You're just air pistol.
You mean to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mine would be girls, women's volleyball.
just as a referee, maybe.
Yeah, well, no, I could.
Okay, you could hang with the women.
Yeah, get in there and mix
Not
it
beach
up.
Volleyball.
What?
Not beach volleyball.
Yeah, beach volleyball.
Oh,
yeah,
all
of course.
Right. Yeah,
of course.
Right. Okay.
Of course.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, well, I don't think I asked this, but if I did, apologies. Mm-hmm. What company is the longest continuing Olympics sponsor?
Oh, that's a good question. Can you tell us how long?
1928.
Oh.
Okay. How about Wheaties?
I only give you a couple of guesses. What?
Wheaties?
Wheaties, no.
You mean
that would make sense
when you say Olympics? But you mean in America for like the or is it an internet? Is it an international sponsor?
It is
say?
International, yeah.
The company's international.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it food related?
I'm not telling you anything.
Oh, come on.
No, come on.
Well, I know that Coca-Cola is a big sponsor. Mm-hmm. They do.
That's it.
Is it Coca-Cola? Yeah, they've been sponsored forever.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
All right.
One more. Let's see. Well, I asked a question that I didn't give the answers to last week because it was too good a question to give. It came too near the end of the show. I'm going to give you some lesser-known songs from 10 famous Broadway musicals, and you give me the show. Okay, I think you got to get about half of them for a bill. First is A Quiet Girl. Second is Den of Iniquity. Third is My Old Girl. Fourth is Do You Love Me?
Right. You did ask this, and we answered a couple of them.
Yeah,
and that was one that's from Fiddler on the Roof.
Lonely Room, which
Lonely
was
Room,
I think you got that.
Okay.
Okay, so It's Today, exclamation point, The Story of Lucy and Jesse, and I Think I'm Gonna Like It Here. So once more quickly, A Quiet Girl, Den of Iniquity, My Old Girl, It's Today, The Story of Lucy and Jesse, and I Think I'm Gonna Like It Here.
All right. Are these all long-running shows, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. And
classics. They're all classics.
All right. And Pauline, why don't you go ahead, too?
Okay, so staying with Olympics while I still can. These six countries won their first ever gold medal at the Rio Games. For some of these countries, it was their first ever medal at all. For some, they've won silvers or bronze, but for all of them, it was their first gold.
Wasn't Somalia one?
No.
Or Sudan?
No, I don't have that on my list.
Started with an S, I don't know.
Right. Right. I had to think about that because that one of them happened just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I have to think about that. Oh, just repeat the question if you will.
Okay. These six countries won their first ever gold medals at the Rio Games. So a few of these countries, it was their first medal ever. Some of them have won other medals, but it was their first gold.
Is Grenada one?
No. Grenada has won before.
Actually. Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon on a boat in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
How's it going?
Good, thank you.
I have a couple of questions for you.
All right.
How far in advance of opening day was Disneyland's groundbreaking?
Well, let's see.
How far before opening day did they start building the place?
Well, it opened in 54.
55, I think. I think it was 55. Is it 55?
Okay, so I'll say 54. It took longer than that.
They built it pretty quickly. If I seem to recall reading that they built it very quickly.
Well, I said 54.
54,
that's my guess, yeah.
So 6 months?
Not that quick. Maybe not that quickly.
I'll
kind of go with Jerry, and it was probably a year or so, maybe within a year.
Yeah, it was almost a year to the day.
Wow.
Right. I knew it was quickly.
Yeah.
There's some great time-lapse film on YouTube that Walt Disney put up these towers all around the construction site and took time-lapse film, as you would expect him to do, of the construction, and it's just fascinating.
Huh. Anything else?
Question.
Yes.
Blazing Saddles premiered in 1974, and there's two rather unique things about the premiere of Blazing Saddles. Do you know what they are?
You mean the event itself?
Yes, the event itself.
Can you give me some hint or frame that just a little
bit? Did it have to do
bit?
With the movie or something outside the movie itself?
It was related to the movie and the location where it was premiered.
Oh.
Somewhere, I don't know, where is it set? In Texas?
Well, no, they don't. I don't think they really say. Maybe they do.
I actually remember where I saw that movie, which is strange.
What? Is the movie set in like a mock frontier? Was it shown in some sort of like mock Western town or something like that?
No, but it was the venue. It's related to the venue.
Ah.
74, I didn't realize it was that old.
74, jeez. The venue. Is the venue Western related at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Like an arena or?
Hollywood Bowl?
That's a good guess.
Yeah. No idea.
It was the Pickwick Drive-In Theater.
Wow.
And they held it at a drive-in theater because there was a requirement to attend the premiere. Do you know what that requirement was?
Horse.
Requirement by...
You had to come in on horseback.
You mean from the producer?
Had to come in on horseback.
Very good.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
That's pretty trivial. Yes.
All right. Let's see. Let me give you a couple questions. What was the what Woody Allen film? You've heard this question, Pauline, so I'll recuse you from that. What was the Woody Allen film in which Donald Trump had a small part?
Celebrity?
You're right. Very good.
Oh. That's the one with Kenneth Branagh, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that movie a lot. It got
terrible reviews.
It's a very good movie. I almost didn't watch it. I think it's very good.
Oh, okay. All right. Who was the only president to live in San Francisco before he became president?
Live in
San Francisco. Who was the only president that lived in San Francisco before he became president? I mean, it was for a few years. One guess.
Give us a century?
No.
Okay, the only reason I'm thinking this is because I know there was the ship anchored in Oakland. Roosevelt?
That's an interesting guess. No, not Roosevelt. So who was the only president that actually lived in San Francisco before he became president?
I don't identify any president with San Francisco at any time for some reason.
No.
I mean, do you in your head? I don't... let's see. I'll just guess. Rutherford B. Hayes.
No.
Well, California would be Reagan, but possibly.
No. Yeah, I understand.
Oh, wait. Oh, Hoover.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
And what is the only gilded statue in Golden Gate Park?
Gilded.
Yeah. What is the only gilded statue? Well, who is it of?
Is it a military statue?
It is not.
Okay.
What is the only gilded statue in Golden Gate Park, and who is it of? And who is the only president to live in San Francisco before he became president?
Is there some reason it's gilded, or just...
Yeah, there's a reason.
Okay.
There's a reason. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert in San Francisco.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, I wanted to answer the Broadway show songs.
Oh, good. Jerry's happy about that.
Quiet Girl, Wonderful Town.
Very good.
Oh, good.
Sounds like a guy who knows his shows. Okay.
Yep. I think I'm going to like it here as Annie.
Correct.
Do You Love Me as Fiddler on the Roof?
Yes.
My dad managed...
Wait. I got it. You're going too fast. Okay, what's the last one?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, what's the last one?
Hold on. I just wanted to say my dad was the first... company manager, the first tour of Fiddler on the Roof.
Really?
Wow.
So you grew up along this.
And then there is Goodbye Old Girl is Damn Yankees.
Correct. Mm-hmm. My Old Girl, actually.
Yeah.
Oh,
my
you're right.
Girl?
It is Goodbye Old Girl. It is Goodbye Old Girl. You're right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's okay. Goodbye Old Girl.
Okay, what about the others? You got all but three.
There was Den of Iniquity. Was there anything else?
It's today, with an exclamation point.
What was it?
It's Today is the name of the song, and the story of Lucy and Jesse.
That one I don't know. Den of Iniquity, I'm guessing, is A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
No, good guess, but no. Famous, famous show.
And is the president Woodrow Wilson?
It was not Woodrow Wilson, sorry.
And I have one more point. Woody Allen, I'm so sick of him coming up. He's a pig.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
And...
Den of Iniquity, Chicago?
No, very good guess. No, but no.
Okay. That is a good guess. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, I got aced on... I think I'm going to like it here, but I do have a question.
All right.
Okay, the original book and the screenplay for this movie... were both written by men that went on to become Nobel Prize winners for literature.
Say that again.
The original book and the screenplay. So these are two different people.
two different people. I know you're going to ask me what year the movie is. I'm not going to tell you that yet, but I can tell you that the two different people are men. One, the guy who wrote the screenplay, won the Nobel Prize 4 years after, or 5 years after the movie was released, and the person who wrote the original book won his Nobel Prize 10 years after.
Was one of them Faulkner?
Yeah, is one of them Faulkner?
Yes, one of them.
That's the first one, I think, is Faulkner.
So Faulkner won in the late 50s, maybe 60, around
what
there.
What movie was it for?
I'm trying to think. Now, that's what he wants to know.
Temple Drake?
No.
I can give you another hint instead of answering another question. The movie did not win any awards at all, but it is a classic movie, and everyone knows at least one line that's famous from this movie. And it would be on the must-watch list for everyone, but it didn't win one award.
Oh, my first guess was going to be Land of the Pharaohs, but yes,
I figured that eliminated a lot of your guesses.
Yeah.
Even win an award for any word at all.
So now we sort of have to figure out who the author was of the book that the movie was based on, who was a Nobel Prize.
Well, really, I want the name of the movie, even if you don't guess who the author of the book is, but that might help.
And Faulkner didn't.
It's got a very famous line from it, you say.
Yeah,
it's not
that's a hint because it, with all these other things, it's pretty obscure. But
I know it's not
having won any awards might help you.
It's not The Big Sleep.
Ooh, you're on the right track though.
Okay. So, is it that kind of movie?
Yeah, it's that kind of movie.
is it Casablanca?
It's that kind of movie in some ways. Yeah,
Casablanca.
No, I'm just trying to think.
You're even closer. You're even closer, though, with Casablanca.
Oh, wow.
Faulkner. He worked at Warner Brothers, mostly. Faulkner.
So I'm confused. Are we looking for the book or the movie or both?
He's looking for, he wants both, but he wants the name of the movie primarily, I think.
Yeah, the name of the book and the name of the movie were the same, although it's been said that there was a lot of changes made, to say the least.
Oh. Same title. Huh.
Nobel Prize winner.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an American Nobel Prize winner?
Yes, they're both Americans. They're both Americans.
So, is it Edna Ferber or Sinclair Lewis?
No.
Well,
you have Faulkner is the screenplay writer that went on to win a Nobel Prize.
And
you don't have the and then the person who wrote the book on which this movie was loosely based won a Nobel Prize 10 years after the movie was released. It never won any other awards. You were on the right track when you said Casablanca because there's I'll give you another hint. It's got a star that was in Casablanca in the movie, and it didn't win any awards. I think that's the only answer that I gave you. I said it had a very classic line that you would all be able.
Is it Maltese Falcon?
No, it's after. No. Okay, is it Ingrid Bergman or Humphrey Bogart? Who is the star?
Humphrey Bogart.
Mm-hmm. Petrified Forest.
10 years after. Oh. No, wait a minute. Oh, he won the Pulitzer. Right, he won the Nobel Prize 10 years after. Humphrey Bogart.
I knew you'd like this one, Dana.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good question. I'm just trying to think now what Humphrey Bogart movie. So,
To Have and Have Not?
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right, Jerry. Good job.
Bingo.
Hemingway. All right, there you go.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Great show. Love it.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And, Jerry, I think it's your turn.
I deserve it, yes.
Yes, you do.
Okay, what religion has a naval force?
Oh. A real naval force.
I guess so, yeah.
Religion.
I have no idea why. Don't ask me that.
Is this a well-known religion?
Yeah.
Is it a large naval force?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right.
I doubt it.
It's a religion.
Huh. All right. I got to think about that.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Amanda in Berkeley.
Hi, Amanda.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, can.
Hi, I had a guess for the story of Lucy and Jesse. Is that from Follies?
It is. Very good.
Oh, good job.
Excellent.
All right.
Great.
And I also had a guess for countries that won their first gold this year. Puerto Rico?
Yes, Puerto Rico was one.
Well, that was the one that was in the news, yeah.
Do you know what sport, by any chance?
Tennis?
Exactly. It was Monica Puig for women's tennis.
Not to rain on your parade, because you get that there are... That is, but it's not a separate country. So, but it's
considered in terms of
The Olympics, a separate
Commonwealth
territory.
Of the United States.
In the Olympics, I think.
All right, okay.
Competes its own delegation in the Olympic Games.
Yeah. All right, there you
Very
go.
Very good call.
Yeah, and it was a big deal for a Puerto Rican to win for Puerto Rico.
Of course,
absolutely.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
And I was wondering also if Fiji was another for men's rugby.
Absolutely.
Oh, very
Fiji
good.
Fiji was. You've got two.
What was that?
I was really excited about that. Well, thank you. That's all I got.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
What was the country?
Fiji for men's sevens rugby.
Fiji. Wow. And you're listening
to Minds. And it was its first medal ever.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from... A teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. One of the great stations on the NPR label. So feel free to give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And Pauline, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, so I'm going to ask a couple of food-related questions. So one, this dish made up of cake layers put together with a jam or jelly filling bears the name of a president. Okay. Another question, Lincoln was born in 1809 and spent his early years in Kentucky. He used to tell tales that he could eat Dodgers back then as fast as two women could make them.
Wait, you went too fast. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Okay. He used to tell tales that he could eat Dodgers back then as fast as two women can make them. What is the best description of what a Dodger is? And one last question. Harry's Bar founder Giuseppe Cipriani came up with a dish for a particular woman, and he named it after a Venetian artist of the High Renaissance. What is this dish that he came up with?
What was the first one, the president's dessert?
Yeah, go ahead. You can repeat them.
Okay, so the first one was, this dish made up of cake layers put together with jam or jelly filling bears the name of a president.
The second one, jelly roll.
No, it's not the jelly roll.
Go ahead.
I don't know any president.
Jelly
name.
Roll Morton.
Yes, but not president. And then the Lincoln one, he used to tell tales that he could eat Dodgers as fast as two women can make them. What is the best description of what a Dodger is? And this Harry's Bar founder, Giuseppe Cipriani, created a dish for a regular customer, and it was named after a Venetian artist of the High Renaissance. What is this dish he created?
The first dishes were made of jelly and what else? Jam and what else?
Well, it can have either jam or jelly filling.
With what?
The Dodgers.
Cake layers.
The Dodgers I've heard of are, there used to be something called a corn Dodger, which is, it's almost like
The original corn dog.
It's almost like hardtack. It's like a really pressed and dense.
It's got a, well, the outside is hard. It's got a crisp crust, but it's tender
it's kind of
on
like
the inside.
Deep fried. Or, is it deep fried?
I think
it's kind of like a pressed, deep-fried corn, milled corn thing.
Cornmeal, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like oblong shape.
Right.
Yeah, you got that
okay.
one.
Okay. All right.
And
as a side note, it says that John Wayne would use them for target practice.
And the dessert has the president's name in it?
Yes, it does.
Huh. This I think I've heard.
Is it still well-known by that name?
Absolutely.
Huh.
Right.
Both of these other dishes are dishes that you can find.
The president's name is a 19th century president, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not.
Really?
Okay. All right.
Is it a cake or is it like a roll? Can you tell us? That's not going to get
it. It's made up of cake layers put together with jam or jelly filling. It looks like a cake. It presents like a cake.
Huh. Okay.
That's called Blank Cake, is that it?
It's actually not called Cake, which is one of the interesting things.
All right.
But it's a president's name and some other term.
Okay, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Steve, how are you?
Good.
There was an article in the New York Times based on a study at the University of Oklahoma that shows many married fathers actually raising kids that are not their own. Obviously, their wives have, you know, slept with other men. So some of them chose to make a test, DNA test, to see. Out of 100 of those who chose to make a test, how many of them actually showed they were not the father or at least one child during the marriage?
No way.
Oh, gosh.
So no way to know this. It's too obscure.
No, let's just say it. How many? Well, actually, these are people actually. These are DNA.
Out of 100? 65.
No. Way too high.
No.
So high.
5%.
Too low.
Too low, okay.
14.
Too low.
23.
Yeah. No, we're just guessing.
I will give you the answer because I have another question. That
yes.
30%.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And I'm really, really, extremely sad to report to you. I am one of them.
Oh.
I found that recently. Yeah. Mm. And it's really devastating. 35 years later.
Very sorry to hear that.
It's pretty sad. But I love the kid just the same. I love him a lot. And he's, you know, I could ask you the question because nobody knows who is she or who is he. So
right.
I'm happy to say that. Okay, the second question. We have a problem with the Zika virus, which is awful, by the way. It may be worse than AIDS in the future, unfortunately. So it is translated by the Egypto mosquito, which actually, it means mosquitoes of Egypt in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's forget about that. What about something called D. Haviland, capital D, E, capital H, A, V, I, L, A, N, D, mosquitoes. What are they?
De Havilland. Do they call it De Havilland because it's named after the look of a De Havilland airplane?
Yes.
A De Havilland airplane was at least the original De Havilland was a biplane. So it had one wing on top of another. Two sets of wings.
It was an airplane. All what you have to say is actually was English airplane that were designed after the Second World War.
Right.
Very good.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
No, very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Yes, that De Havilland is the Olivia De Havillands and Joan Fontaine's. Yes.
Oh, yeah. It is the same
it is.
Family.
It is indeed.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
All right. When you look down the list of the 50 most banned books in the U.S. Mm-hmm. over the last 100 years or so, which three of those 50 most banned books became Academy Award winning best pictures? When you look down the list of the 50 most banned books in the U.S. in the last, since in the 20th century.
What about Lord of the Flies?
No, that wasn't the best picture.
Oh, well.
Although that was a banned book. That was on the list.
Yeah, it was a banned book.
So once more, when you look down the list of the 50 most banned books in the U.S. for the last 100 years or so, which three became Academy Award winning best pictures?
Midnight Cowboy?
That's a good guess, but no.
Was To Kill a Mockingbird panned at any point?
It was, but that was not Best Picture.
Okay, well, I'm doing my best.
They're all very well-known titles.
Extremely. Well,
the book and the movie have the same title?
Yeah, yeah. So, once more, of the 50 most banned books in the U.S. over the last 100 years or so, which three became Academy Award-winning Best Pictures? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Hi. Gilded Statue in the Park?
Yes.
I think it's a bust of Verdi.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I went by the other day and went to hear the Requiem last night.
Right. I think it's the, I hope I don't get this wrong, it's the Italian-American Association that gilds it every year.
Makes sense.
Or
yeah,
does
yeah.
something of that.
That would make sense.
Right.
Yeah, that would make sense. Otherwise, why?
Right.
So I have a small bone to pick. A few weeks. Can I pick it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Pick away.
Pick away.
It's a silly bone. A few weeks ago, you were looking for the names of snacks connected with states.
Oh. Right. I do remember that. Yes.
And right when you stopped taking calls and you were talking amongst yourselves, I was the next caller, and I knew about fried pickles in Arkansas, and I knew about Hootsie Cups in Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's, I will give you the bell that you would have gotten, no doubt.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
By the way, I wasn't on... Oh, okay.
Anything else tonight? That
she's,
it? Oh, okay.
She's gone.
All right.
I listened last week, even though I couldn't be on the show.
Yes.
And you had a question that I knew the answer of that it was never answered.
Oh.
Who, I don't think it was.
All right. What was it?
Who was the youngest actor ever to win a Tony? I think it was the Tony.
I didn't ask that question.
No, a caller did, I think.
What, do you know?
Yes.
All right. What is it?
Susan Strasberg.
Yes. Somebody did know that. Somebody got that.
For, you know, the Helen Keller story. What's it called?
The Miracle Worker?
Yeah, the Miracle
Worker. She was in the Miracle Worker on Broadway?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Did she... I thought Patty Duke was in the Miracle Worker.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Anne Frank.
Oh, the Diary of Anne Frank. Okay.
Susan Strasberg.
All right. That makes more sense.
Anne Frank, yes.
All right. There you go.
She's probably about 14. I don't know how old she was in real life, but...
All right. So that, well, that's, that yeah. was the... late 50s, so yeah, mid to late 50s.
Yeah, so, yeah. I tried to call. I couldn't get through. We got tons of callers.
All right. And we're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, you go first.
What religion has a naval force, a very well-known religion?
Naval force.
And I asked for a lesser-known story.
Okay, so I asked, these six countries won their first ever gold medal at the Rio Games. So we've gotten Fiji and Puerto Rico. There's four more. And then this dish made up of cake layers put together with jam or jelly filling bears the name of a president. What is it? And Harry's Bar founder Giuseppe Cipriani created this dish for a regular customer and named it. It's named after a Venetian artist of the High Renaissance. What is it?
The cake the with the president's name, that's not a pre-19th century president. It's like a Washington, is it? Is it George Washington?
Washington mm-hmm. Roll.
Washington.
What?
Roll? What do they call it? Roll? Yeah.
Roll?
Washington.
Nope.
Washington. What?
Closer. You almost had it with tart. I'll give it to you. Washington pie.
Pie.
Which is a strange
right.
name for a cake, but it's called Washington pie.
Okay. All right.
Never heard of it, but.
Neither have
I. I don't think it still exists.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Well,
oh,
she's,
yeah.
she's.
I've got recipes for
she's
it.
She's a baker. She knows.
I've never seen it on a menu. Let's put it down.
Oh.
Maybe it's more of an East Coast thing.
Okay.
Maybe. And yes, I'm sorry. Was there anything else?
I think that was it.
Okay. Yeah. Who was the only president that actually lived in San Francisco before he became president?
How long did he live here?
A few years. Mm-hmm. Who was the only president that actually lived in San Francisco before he became president?
He didn't have an office. He wasn't an office holder.
So a 20th century president?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on.
And of the 50 most banned books in the U.S. over the last 100 years or so, which three became Academy Award winning Best Pictures? Okay.
I'm sorry.
What? All right.
No, forget it.
And just to remind you once more, the number to call is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. Area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, this is Tom in Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. I'd like to point out a Boston cream pie is also a cake.
That's true.
Fair.
So
good
that's
point.
The pie and cake thing.
Yes.
That is it.
And let's see, about Den of Iniquity, how about Jesus Christ Superstar?
No.
No. It's today?
Older than that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's today? Is that 1776?
No. Good guess. Mm.
Thanks. The president living in San Francisco, is that Kennedy?
Was not Kennedy.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Pretty good guess.
Okay, I'll guess Grant then for one other.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'll guess Grant also.
Grant is correct. He was stationed at the Presidio.
I was going to say that.
When he was an army officer after the Mexican War. Yeah. Yes.
I know he's in command, but often Humboldt also.
Right. 1852 to 1854. He lived in San Francisco. There you go.
And some gold medals, first countries to win. Vietnam, I believe, was one.
There's your bell.
Yay.
Vietnam. Okay. Pauline, Vietnam?
Yes, Vietnam is one. Yes, it wasn't its first medal ever, but it was its first gold. Yeah.
All right. Good job. Thank you so much. And whose turn? I think it's mine.
I think it's mine.
Oh,
in fact, I know it's mine.
All right.
So I'm going to ask a little bit more about the Olympics. So the term domestique has a very particular meaning when applied to sports. What does it mean? And then one other question. This Hungarian gymnast was a top prospect for the Hungarian team in the 1940 Olympics, but the escalation of World War II canceled both the 40 and the 44 games. She still managed to, at quite a late age for gymnastics, earn 10 Olympic awards later.
Hungarian.
I
don't know.
Hungarian Jew, I would add, which is why she...
Too early for Zsa-Zsa. Actually, it's not too early for Zsa-Zsa. So
she's still alive, I think, isn't she?
I think so.
She must be close to 100.
This person is still alive too.
So Hungarian,
she's quite old now. In her
Hungarian
90s.
gymnast,
Hungarian Jewish Hungarian gymnast.
All right, leave it out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sam in DeBose Triangle.
Hi, Sam.
And I'm calling about Jerry's question about the major religion with their own navy.
Yeah.
I think I know the answer, and I'd like to offer your panel a clue.
Okay.
When you ask the question, make the finger quotes around the word religion.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
In that case,
very good.
I would think it would be Judaism in that case.
No. That would be unkind.
Oh, you think because of Israel.
Because I'm thinking Israel would
Well, that's actually a decent point.
Okay, so it's not truly a religion, is what you're saying.
Well, a lot of people... The adherents believe it is, yeah. It's considered a religion, I guess.
You said a top religion.
But with quotes around it, possibly.
Huh.
It's not like the people, whatever it's called. People.
Zoroastrian.
It's a 20th century religion.
No, don't give him too much. Don't give him too many hints.
The guy that the Korean guy.
The Reverend Moon.
Yeah.
No. And it's not. It's 20th century religion. It's not Scientology.
Yes.
It is Scientology.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, Scientology. Yeah. Excellent.
Scientology has its own navy.
Their highest level. They call it the Sea Org, and they supposedly live on boats.
Well, they have airplanes, too. So.
There you go.
Thank you, Paul. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to give you the names of the nicknames of some cities in the greater Bay Area, okay? Oh. And I want you to tell me what they are. So this is not Oakland, and it's not San Francisco, and it's not San Jose, okay? So these are cities in the greater Bay Area, and I'm going to give you nicknames for them that they have, and tell me what the city is. Number one, the Orchard City. The Orchard. Now, this is the greater Bay Area. Keep that in mind. The Orchard City. Number two, the City of the Silent. The City of the Silent. Hmm. Number three, the City of Pride and Purpose. The City of Pride and Purpose. Number four, the City of Good Living. And number five is Gateway to the Delta. Okay. Gateway to... Wait a minute. Let me go through the whole thing once more. So again, these are nicknames given to cities in the greater Bay Area. Not Oakland, not San Francisco, not San Jose, but cities in the greater Bay Area. Number one is the Orchard City. Number two is the City of the Silent. Number three is the City of Pride and Purpose. Number four is the City of Good Living. Number five is the Gateway to the Delta. I'll give you one guess each.
Orchard City is Campbell.
I'm sorry?
Orchard City is Campbell.
The Orchard City is Campbell. Very good.
I used to work at Old Orchard School. That was my first teaching job in Campbell.
All right. That is your
city.
Your
City of the Silent has to be Colma.
You're right.
That's what I had.
Yes. Very good. So Colma is the city of the silent, and Campbell is the
Can
orchard
I try
city.
Just one
no,
more?
And later on, I'll give you a guess. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi, I have some guesses for your novels that were banned.
Yes.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
No.
Oh, really? Oh,
okay. Weirdly enough.
Lost Weekend?
No.
Oh, really? Okay. What about All the King's Men?
Yes. Okay. All the King's Men.
Banned?
For a while, yeah.
Yeah. You mean outside of Louisiana?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe just in Louisiana.
Okay.
Okay, and I have a question for you.
Yes.
What actor was first offered the role, the lead role in Die Hard? And turned it down. But he was offered this actually for contractual reasons. But not contractual reasons.
Can you...
Like he was committed to another film, or...
Can you...
Well, if I give you the contractual reason, it might give away at least a game.
Was he committed to a television show?
No. He turned it down, actually, no, entirely because he felt he was too old. And actually, what he said was, I'm too old and too rich to be doing this.
Oh, Clint Eastwood, I bet.
No, it's I'll give you a clue, though. He actually starred in the first movie. Die Hard was based on a sequel novel. And he starred in the film of the first novel by this author.
Too old and too rich.
Yeah, you can't even imagine that this person would have been offered the role. It's sort of ridiculous, but for the first movie, you might get it, Dana. But the first movie was called The Detective.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
It's the same character. They changed the title character's name, but it's based on the same character.
Interesting.
So they had to offer just an actor.
It's the guy's name is McCain, right? John McCain, but is it?
In the novels, it's John Leland. In the movie, The Detective, it's John Leland.
Okay.
They changed the name when they moved it to Los Angeles.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Good job.
Sure. Everything.
Bye bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. And feel free to give us a call. The number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Susan in Berkeley.
Hi, Susan.
I have the answer to Den of Iniquity.
It's okay.
Pal Joey.
Pal Joey, very
good. Oh, excellent.
One of my favorites.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, bye.
Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have several guesses. This is Laurie in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about the Great Santini for banned book?
No, but that wasn't Best Picture anyway.
Right, so it's only Best Pictures, right?
Only Best Pictures, yes.
Okay, but I'm still going to throw these out because what the heck. What about Gone with the Wind?
Yes, Gone with the Wind is one.
Wow.
Yay! Okay, what about The Color Purple?
No.
So okay, we're looking for one more?
Sometimes they do it
one
at
more.
Schools, you know?
Right.
And how about Prince of Tides?
No.
Okay. All right. Then, let's see. Okay, is the gateway to the Delta Vallejo?
It is not.
Okay, or Antioch?
It is Antioch.
Yes. Yippee. And Good Living, this is my joke, Piedmont, Hillsborough, Atherton, et al.?
No.
Okay. And... I think that's it, because I think everything else was answered.
All
Thanks.
Right. Thank you.
Bye.
And
City of Good Living is Daly City.
It is not.
I'm just kidding.
Pleasanton.
We have a couple of lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Jerry, you have a question?
What is the Obama family's favorite performer? Give you one guess each.
Lionel Richie.
No.
Oh, Beyonce.
Favorite performer.
I'll give you two each.
Beyonce?
Who?
Beyonce?
No.
Oh, because they really like Beyonce.
Favorite performer. Can you tell us if it's a man or a woman?
It's a man.
young or old.
Yeah, a man. How about Usher? I don't know why I said that.
Who's that?
He's a performer.
No.
All right.
More classic than that.
More classic.
Is this performer African American?
Yes.
All right. All right. Think about it. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas. Nice to hear from you again.
Jerry, It's Today. Mm-hmm. Does Ethel Merman sing that song?
No.
Okay, then I don't know that one.
You mean if Ethel Merman sung it, you would have known it?
I can kind of hear her singing something about It's Today.
But a famous female musical performer of that kind of stature.
Right.
Well, I think I almost know the tune. It's something like, this is where the excitement is. This is, it's today.
Yeah, that's the right, yeah. That's
oh,
that's
all right.
Close. Dun, 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 yeah, it's today, yeah.
Well, I dun, sure. Dun, dun, dun.
It's the opener. It's a big opener for the show.
Well, I hope I help somebody.
It'll be in my book.
Okay. Banned books.
Yes.
Tom Jones?
Not Tom Jones.
From Here to Eternity?
That's a very good guess, but no.
Well, then, I'm going home without a bell.
Oh, well. I'll give you a bell anyway.
Okay.
Thanks, bye. Easy. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Oakland again.
Hi, Tom.
Sorry, I got cut off before.
That's all right.
I'll go with the banned books. How about Godfather?
No, not the Godfather. That's a good, I like that, but no.
That's my guess. Obama's favorite reformer is Stevie Wonder.
That's correct.
Oh,
that's
very good. Yeah. Of course, that makes sense.
Very good.
Let's see. The City of Good Living, I believe, is Hercules.
Not Hercules, no.
Oh, shoot. For some reason, I thought that.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've got one question, because I know Tony Bennett just had his 90th birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And, of course, the famous song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. Corey and Cross wrote the song. Who did they originally write it for?
Oh.
Anybody who would sing it.
Yeah, right.
Sinatra?
No, they wrote it for a specific performer who never recorded it.
Sinatra?
No, it was a female performer.
A female performer.
Yeah. Actually, she was an operatic contralto.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
Who also sang pop?
Helen Merrill.
No.
Helen Trouble.
No. No. Madam Schumann Hink.
Florence Foster Jenkins.
Okay,
she was in one movie also. She appeared in only one movie and used the musical Carousel.
Oh.
She what?
She was in the movie Carousel?
Yeah, in the movie Carousel, and that was her only film role ever.
I thought you said the movie Clarousel.
Oh, that's actually, you should know this, Jerry.
The movie, she was in the movie Carousel?
She was in the movie Carousel, but when she was in the movie Carousel, it was sort of as a middle-aged woman, right? Kind of? Sort of?
Yeah.
I see this a little
Patrice
bit.
Patrice Munsell, who just died?
No, she wouldn't have been a middle-aged.
No.
But that's a good, I mean, that's a decent guess.
Risa Stevens?
No.
Someone kind of crossover.
She was, okay.
Who else was a crossover performer?
You sure that was the only movie she made?
That's information that I have.
Okay. No, we're not getting it.
It's Clara Mae Turner.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
And then after the writers offered the song after that to Tennessee Ernie Ford, who declined to record it.
Interesting.
Really?
Interesting.
I don't think that would work.
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't think he left his heart in San Francisco. Maybe.
I left my heart in Tennessee.
Maybe Nashville, but yeah.
Well, he was doing a TV show in San Francisco. Maybe that's why they.
Oh, he did.
Too.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, the answer to your question about the City of Pride and Purpose?
Right.
Richmond, California, where I'm at right now.
Wow. That is absolutely right.
Wow, great.
Because we built a Liberty ship every day.
Oh,
World War II.
Right.
Every day?
Every day a Liberty ship was completed and built and launched because the African-American community from the South came up and settled here and did the work. But a lot of them, you know, suffered.
That's quite an assembly line, a ship a day. Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Pretty amazing.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we're at. And you can come out. There's the Liberty Ship Museum.
Point Richmond.
Right.
Where they have actually some of the Rosie the Riveters that built the ship. They are the Rangers. They're there every day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they just had the Rosie the Riveter contest. They did. They had the greatest number.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So come and see us.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Was that question, Pauline? You said something about domestique?
Yes, domestique has a particular meaning in sport.
In just in France?
No, in sport.
In a sport or all sports?
Tennis? It's usually used in one particular sport, though it can apply to
tennis?
Another. No.
I don't have no idea.
All right.
I can tell you the sport is generally it's generally used in cycling.
I'll give you a question. I'll hold it over till next week if nobody gets it. Mm-hmm. Who was the last president that did not die in office not to have written an autobiography? Who was the last president that left office on his own without having died that did not write an autobiography?
George Bush Sr.?
No, he did write one of
did he?
Uh-huh. This sort,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's a recent one, right?
Not that recent, no. Mm-hmm.
Truman?
No, Truman did.
He did, okay.
Yeah. So who was the last president that did not die in office not to have written an autobiography? All right, think that over.
Did not die in office.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have an answer for City of Good Living, and that is the city of San Carlos, California.
You're absolutely right. Good, I'm glad everybody got that.
Yeah.
Yes, San Carlos, California. Very good. Thank you.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Herb in Ashland, Oregon.
Hi.
How about From Here to Eternity is the movie, the band, the book that became a movie.
I was surprised that it was not there, but that's not it.
Okay. And what are the city nicknames that you don't have yet?
We have them all now.
Oh, okay. Now, the president who did not write an autobiography, let me guess, William Howard Taft?
No.
Hmm. Okay, well, that does it for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Is someone since Taft?
It is somebody since Taft, yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Hi, it's Mike in San Francisco.
Hi, Mike.
And I want to revisit the songs. I think I'm going to like it here.
Yeah.
It's also in Flower Drum Song.
Oh, you're right. It is. Very good. Interesting.
Oh.
Yeah. One of my
good
favorites.
Good one. Good
Thank
one.
You.
Get
Thank
him a
you.
Bell. Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Cheryl in Berkeley.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. And I have two names for banned books that were made into Academy-winning films.
All right.
Splendor in the Grass.
No, but it had to have won Best Picture. Not Splendor in the Grass did not.
Oh, okay. It didn't. Peyton Place.
I think that was on the list, but it was not a Best Picture either.
Okay, thanks. That's it for me.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. The last 23 years or so. So feel free to join us. We only have a few minutes left in the show, but we'll take as many calls as we can.
Well, we haven't been here 23 years.
Not in this studio. Lovely studio, but no, on the air about 23 years.
Yeah, on the air, yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Poppy in San Francisco.
Hi, Poppy.
Hi. I have an answer to It's Today.
Yeah.
I believe that's MAME.
MAME, correct.
Oh.
Good for all of you. I got some more
good
for next
job.
Week. Yeah. Good job. Good one, caller.
I've thought it a lot.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there? No? Next call.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Eric and Salinas.
Hi, Eric.
And Domestique in cycling is a team rider, one who does the work for the team leader.
Yeah, sort of sacrifices his own shot at fame to help the person along.
Uh-huh.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Like the servant, because Domestique is a servant, and so they're sort of serving the main rider.
Got it.
All right. Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
All right, banned book. How about Silence of the Lambs?
No.
Or All Quiet on the Western Front?
No.
Okay. President who didn't get around to writing his memoir.
Right.
How about James K. Polk?
After that.
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay, we're done.
All right, thank you. And one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, how are you? You know, I'm going to say it's Lyndon Johnson that didn't write his autobiography.
No, he wrote...
Who?
What was the name of that book? I'm going to say The Vantage Point, but I could be wrong about that. Lyndon Johnson.
I don't remember the name. Something
he
like
did
that.
Write. He did write. He wrote a book of memoirs. I don't know if you call it a formal autobiography, but yeah, he did.
Well, the reason I bring it up is for Kennedy, JFK assassination people. Of course, JFK didn't write his autobiography.
Right. No, but I excluded presidents who died in office.
Right. Right. Yeah, JFK for assassination buffs. Lyndon Johnson had a lot of explaining to do, and so that would. Be one of the reasons why he wanted to have written his autobiography.
Right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck. Thank you. And time to clean up here. What do we got, Jerry?
I'm clean.
All right.
As usual.
Okay. So the dish created at Harry's Bar was carpaccio. So it was for a woman who couldn't eat beef. The gymnast is Agnes Coletti. Mm. Yeah. She's still alive. Amazing to win 10 under the circumstances. And then the other countries are Jordan for Taekwondo, Kosovo for women's judo. But the really standout one is Joseph Schooling, Singapore swimming, the only one who beat Phelps.
Singapore. I knew it started with an S.
Right. Okay. Of the most banned books in the U.S., the one that nobody got for Best Picture, Ordinary People, Judith Guess.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why was that banned?
Oh, because of, I don't know, trauma,
they didn't
teenage
want him
trauma.
To be so ordinary.
I'll just give you the answer to this. The last president not to have died in office, not to have written an autobiography, was Woodrow Wilson.
Of all people.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you enjoyed the show. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman, teacher and photographer Pauline Teichman. I've been your moderator, Daniel Rodriguez. Our thanks to David LaTulipe for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. We look forward to that. Bye-bye.
If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss. It's got to be you, brother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. Gotta be this or that.
Programming on KALW supported in part by the San Francisco Lyric Chorus, presenting The Sounds of War, The Pleas for Peace, Haydn Mass in Time of War, and Vaughan Williams' Dona Nobis Pacem. Saturday, August 27th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at Mission Dolores Basilica in San Francisco. Information at